Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and the Ezra Shur's Daf on Chav Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, and the Archkol Shur's Daf on Chav Tes Amud Beis on the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Tzara Bas Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Behem Sukenes. We have an animal which is in danger of dying. Maybe it's old or sickly or whatever it is, and it's on Yom Tov. He doesn't want it to die because that's going to be a big loss of money. So he wants to shecht it, and that way he's going to be able to save all that meat. Lo Yishchait. He's not allowed to shecht it. Elam Kin Yedua Shu Yachol Loicha Imena Kazayis. He's only allowed to shecht it if he knows for sure that he has enough time that he's able to eat a kezias of roasted meat from it while it's still day, which means he has to have enough time to be able to flay it, to take off the skin, take off a kezias of meat and roast it. And as long as he has enough time to do that, that means that the shechit is not going to be in vain. It's going to be for Yom Tov because he's going to be able to eat at least some of this meat on Yom Tov, and then it's permitted to do so. However, Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says, "Afilu kezias chai mibeis tvichasa." Even if he only has enough time to shecht it and eat a kezias of it raw, from the place where he shechted, so he doesn't even need flaying, he doesn't have to skin the animal, even in that situation, it's permitted to shecht. Another din about shechita on Yom Tov, shechta b'sadeh, if he shechted an animal out in the field, he's not allowed to bring it along with another person, with a pole and maita, which is like some sort of contraption that's meant for holding an animal and transporting it from one place to another. That's because it's avshamilsa, it's not a proper way to treat Yom Tov, where people see you carrying a full animal that was shechted, even though it's permitted to shechted, it's still just not a proper way to treat Yom Tov. Avol mevi biyadei varim varim, he could carry a by himself, limb by limb, and that's not an issue. Says the Gemara, Rabba tells us Bashem Rabban and Taman. Rabba says the name Rabban over there, Rabban Abavel. Shachta, let's say he shechted an animal. And then wolves got to the insides before he was able to check them to see if the animal was a treif or not. Sheirat's kosher, Shechaskas b'nei me'ayim l'kosher, because the chazaka is that the insides of an animal are kosher and everything's fine. Chav chasam raf on top, the Gemara asks, V'chashlam r'shem v'nikvu, we should be chayshish and say that maybe the insides had a hole and that renders it a treifa. Answers the Gemara, no, Chaskas b'nei me'ayim. Ksherin, the chazaka is that the insides are kosher, and when it comes to big loss of money over here, that you're going to end up passling the whole animal just because the insides weren't checked. Obviously, now it's not a possibility because wolves already ate the inside. We rely on the chazaka and we're makel. Now, the reason why this was brought is because of Rabbi Kiva Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva had said regarding Behem Mesukenes on Yom Tov that even if he only has enough time to take a kezias of meat, which is raw from the place of shechita, and he doesn't have enough time to skin it and memela check it, still it's permitted. And that must be that because of this loss of money, if this animal is left to die, that's going to be a big loss of money for him. So we could fall back on the chazaka that we could assume that the animal's kosher, that it's not a treifa, and therefore a mekel. We continue. Tani, we have a brayso. Afal mevi'u hu al gav ayra. He could bring it along with its skin. This is referring to the end of the Mishnah, which had told us that when he shechted the animal out in the field, he has to cut it up into pieces and bring those pieces inside. He can't bring the entire animal in, and that means that he's not able to bring the hide of the animal because the hide is not food; it's not edible. So we'd have to leave it out in the field. So now the brayso is telling us that there is a way to bring the hide in. That's if he brings it in with the pieces. Kate said, "Why is that? Does he do that?" He leaves over one limb and he brings that along with the hide. In other words, as he's cutting the animal into pieces, he leaves one limb attached to the entire hide, and since he could bring the limb inside, the hide is allowed to come along with it. Moving on to Halacha Dalid, this Mishnah continues discussing shechting an animal on Yom Tov, and here we have an interesting case. We know that a bechor, a firstborn male animal, has kedusha and it has to be given to a kayin. Now let's say that bechor develops a mum, it's a bechor baal mum, since it's just allowed to be shechted like regular, it doesn't have that kedusha anymore. And when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that's the din. The Bechor still has Kedusha, but once it develops a mum, so then it's allowed to be shechted. Now, it can't just be that it has any mum. We have to have a mumche, an expert, come and determine whether or not this is a type of mum which renders the Bechor edible like regular. Now, knowing that, the mission tells us as follows. Bechor shenafel abar. We have a Bechor, a firstborn animal, that fell into a bar on Yom Tov, and it has a mum. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yerd HaMumche, the expert could go down the year and he could see im yesh by mum, if it has a mum that renders it a Bechor bal mum, so he can bring this Bechor Bal Mum out of the pit and shecht it because Yom Tov and you're allowed to shecht it. Vimlav, if not, well, Yishchait, he's not allowed to shecht it even though it might end up dying. Whereas Rav Shimon says, Kol she'ein mumay nikar me'erev Yom Tov, if the mum wasn't recognizable from Erev Yom Tov, ein zemenu amuchan, it's not considered min amuchan, and so he argues with Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara clarifies this. First it asks, Mechal Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. It seems we have a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanin Taman, we have a mission over there, the Shnei Mesechas Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Im lo ha'isin avela me'erev Shabbos, if the animal wasn't an avela Erev Shabbos, meaning if the animal didn't die Erev Shabbos, it died on Shabbos, Asur, it's Asur, he can't cut it up into pieces and give it to his dogs, Lufisha ain't a minamuchan, it's not minamuchan. And V'hachu Amar Hachin over here, he says this, it seems to be that he's saying that this animal that fell into a bar on Yom Tov and developed the mum on Yom Tov, it's permitted to eat, even though it didn't have the mum before Yom Tov. So it's the Stira Rabbi Yehuda himself. And the Gemara answers that, no, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita, Rabbi Yehuda's Lashitasai, that actually we're referring to a case where the animal had this mum before Yom Tov. It's not that it developed the mum once it fell into the bar, it always had the mum, the owner just never bothered bringing down a mumche to see whether or not it was considered a bechar bal mum that he'd be allowed to eat. That's only once I fell into the bar, and now is in danger of potentially dying. So then on Yom Tif, Rabbi Yehuda says this mumche is allowed to come to see if the mum that it had before Yom Tif allows the owner to shecht it. And this Rabbi Yehuda Shita said, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein a mumche taira." The necessity of bringing a mumche to check out that mum is not a d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan. But really, mid d'oraisa, once an animal has a mum, you don't have to have a mumche come and check it out. And therefore, even on Yom Tif, the mumche is allowed to come and check out the mum. But again, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're referring to a mum that developed before Yom Tif. Now, Rabbi Shimon argues with this because he holds that the necessity of bringing a mumche is d'oraisa, and aim of akar mum and b'yom tif, we're not allowed to come and check out a mum on Yom Tif. So therefore, even though it developed a mum before Yom Tif, the person was makta midaitoi. He never had in mind he was going to be able to use this animal on Yom Tif because he never had it sad that he was going to bring a mumche in the first place on Yom Tif, and that's Rabbi Shimon's reasoning for arguing. However, we continue discussing Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Chav Chas on Beis on top. Rabbi Chana says b'shem Rav Abba, Rabbi Yehuda. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda avad rias bechar kriyas treifa. Rabbi Yehuda treats checking out a bechar's mum just like checking out an animal to see if it's a treifa. Kamadat Amar Taman, just like you say over there, Ryan is not treifa b'Yom Tif. They were allowed to check out a treifa on Yom Tif. Now, even though this was never stated explicitly anywhere, we know that when an animal shechted on Yom Tif, we're allowed to open it up and check inside to see if it was a treifa. So the same way that we're allowed to check to see if it's a treifa on Yom Tif with the kavasar, we're in a bechar b'Yom Tif. It's the same exact reasoning that allows us to check out a bechar Yom Tif to see if its mum allows us to eat it like regular without having to bring it as a karbon. Now we just have a question on this. Reviewed in Ba, he asks as follows: Demai midivreihem. We know that demai, which is produce that comes from an ama aretz, and it's a suffix whether it had meiser taken off of it. It's midrabanon, which means drabanon, we have to take meiser off of it again. V'rias treifa midivrein, and seeing if an animal's a treifa is midrabanon, and therefore kamal datam arein is a treifa b'Yom Tif. The same way you say that it's permitted to check an animal on Yom Tif to see if it's a treifa. Su the kavasam afrishin said demai b'Yom Tif. We should say the same thing, that's permitted to separate meisers from demai Yom Tif, which we know it's not, but it should be if we're comparing it to a treifa, and we conclude with this question and we don't have an answer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining Shitas Rav Shimon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.